This is a Fox News alert. Storming Kiev. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russian troops are at the center of the Ukrainian capital.
Gunfire started coming from all different directions, so we had to move inside very quickly. There were a number of tracer rounds you could also see in the distance, indicating this is really widespread in the city. It's not just one location where there are Ukrainian troops battling Russian forces. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned of this scenario, basically saying tonight would be the night that decides the fate of Ukraine.
Fox's Troy Yingst in Kiev. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, surrounded by several of his cabinet members, posting an online video saying despite being the Russians' number one target, he is not leaving the country, despite an offer from the U.S. to evacuate him to safety. The White House preparing additional sanctions against Russia, but as Fox's Peter Ducey reports,
the White House is now admitting that it's going to take about a month for them to really bite Putin. They are no longer talking about sanctions as a way to deter a Russian invasion. They are talking about sanctions as a punishment for an invasion.
The president is not at the White House, spending the weekend at his home in Delaware. On Friday, the president introduced Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer.
Jackson's resume includes Harvard undergrad and law school, a clerkship with Justice Breyer, the very man she hopes to replace, and years on the federal bench. There will also be plenty of attention focused on her years as a federal public defender, her pro bono representation of several Guantanamo Bay detainees, and her membership on the U.S. Sentencing Commission. Less than a year ago, she breezed through Senate confirmation to the D.C. Circuit Bench with votes from GOP Senators Collins, Graham, and Murkowski.
Fox's chief Supreme Court correspondent Shannon Bream reports Judge Brown will start meeting with senators next week. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New polling finds continued widespread dissatisfaction with Congress.
The latest Fox News nationwide poll of registered voters finds that a majority of people have a negative view of how government is working for them. 40% are dissatisfied, with those in the satisfied and angry categories coming in at 27%. Almost 7 in 10 disapprove of Congress's job performance, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi getting 61% unfavorable and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell with 62% unfavorable. Favorable views of former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden are at 45% and 43%, respectively, more positive than congressional leaders in the eyes of the voters. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A New York man has been convicted of making deadly threats against a U.S. senator and two Fox News personalities. Military veteran Ricky Johnson, convicted by a jury Thursday in Manhattan federal court of threatening a federal official and making interstate threats. He was acquitted on one count of threatening a public official. Prosecutors say he posted videos online early last year threatening to kill Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Fox News hosts Greg Gutfeld and Laura Ingraham. He faces up to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced in late May. Some potentially hopeful signs Friday in the baseball negotiations.
Officials from Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association met for 6 hours Friday with a newcomer in the fold as MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred made his first appearance down in Florida this week, meeting with owners as well as having a one-on-one with Players Union Chief Tony Clark. Now, this seemed to move things onto a better path as there was progress in favor of a player-backed proposal for the amateur draft and forthcoming lottery system. The negotiations will enter a sixth straight day at Roger Dean Stadium on Saturday, but the time crunch is on with MLB's deadline of Monday for a new collective bargaining agreement in order to avoid a shortened season. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.